Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here at IPCPR 2016 from the Crux booth, hanging out with Jeff. We're going to talk about all the new product. Everything looks great. Jeff, how's it going?
Great, man. How you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks doing well.
Coming by.
We're hanging in there. Day three. Still standing up straight.
Yeah.
Hanging on to what's little left of my voice. But
you sound great.
Thank you. So we've got really cool IPCPR show limited and the PB5s. Let's talk about all this stuff.
Sure. So last year we came up with a blend called the PB5. We secured some wrap relief about 4 years ago. That wrap relief was about 8-9 years old. It's a Criollo Estelicia grown wrapper. We had enough wrapper to produce about 50,000 cigars, so we knew we couldn't make it regular production. We're not really a limited type edition company, but we did make one because we found this wrapper and we wanted to put it to good use.
So it's a true limited edition.
It really is. So what I can say is, to make it a consistent limited edition, we built it that way. So the ring gauge is a 54 ring gauge, so the Banchero can take five half leaves essentially, not mix up the blend. It'll be consistent there. We've actually taken all the filler, binder, and wrapper. We've set all that tobacco aside. So every year when we build it until the cigars are finished or gone, it'll be, in theory, a very, very consistent limited edition cigar. So last year we made 500 boxes, 10-count boxes, total 5,000 cigars. Sold out immediately. Sell-through was great on it. This year we're bumping that number a little bit to 750 boxes, 7,500 cigars. They'll be available in November again. I think we're pretty much sold out on that. We did come out with the IPCPR Limitada. That's available to retailers that place orders at our show. And we're doing all the same show deals we did last year, but we're adding that as kind of a thank you. And they can either smoke them, give them away, bury them, or, you know, sell them to their customers. So suggested retail on the Limitada, $12 to $15. Okay? So that takes care of the Limitada line. So we came out with the Epicure. It's a project that's been in the works for about 2 years. Everything we've done in our show, as far as we have a limited amount of line extensions, our Limitada, all these things were in the works. We didn't slam this together to hit an August 8th deadline. We really just were working on these projects. Now, not to say that a lot of these projects won't have additional sizes that are marketed and released prior to August 8th, but this is what we have. They're all 50 to 54 ring gauge cigars. We use a Connecticut wrapper. I'll be vague on blends nowadays, but we'll use a Connecticut wrapper, and we have basically a Super Ligero, some Condega, and some Esteli, a little bit of Lapa fillers in there. So mostly Nicaraguan Puro makes up the filler and binder, but the design is some of my old cigars, but some of my old favorites. You know, the old Buteras, the old Romeo and Julietas of the 90s. You know, when Hulk Aurora had it, and all that. I mean, those are cigars I remember just kind of, you know, creamy, buttery, and those kind of things. So we knew we wanted to come out with a Connecticut, but we wanted that Connecticut to have some body. So this, I would put the body at medium plus. I'd put the strength at medium. End result, we say it's got a creme brulee kind of finish to the palate and some intense cinnamon and white pepper through the retrohale. So very unique Connecticut that I haven't tasted in anybody else's lineup. So that's it for the Epicure. Like I said, 10-count boxes.
Okay, so we got some line extensions here as well.
So some line extensions with the popularity of our Skeeters and our Sports. Our Skeeters is a Purito 4x32, and our Sports, like the old Cuban Sports, which is a 4 5/8x35 ring gauge. A lot of people, we had a lot of success with the Nymphomaniac, and especially the Nymphomaniac Dark, which I believe got a pretty good review on your website. And so we're using the same wrapper as we use on the Nymphomaniac Dark to produce the Skeeters Dark and the Sports Dark. So that's new this year. Available in about 3 months for shipment. We extended the Guild line to a Gordo. It's a box press, Marblehead, Gordo, and then Bull and Bear. We brought it to a 6x50 Toro and a couple of extra shapes on the Classic to round off that line. So that's all of our line extensions.
That's it?
That's it.
You guys are slacking.
Well, you know,
I'm kidding. I'm being facetious. I smoked the Guild last night, not this size. Fantastic cigar.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic cigar. It was one of our goals, was to come in here and talk about it before everything changed in May. We wanted to talk about some of the cigars. The Guild's been around for a little while. Not a brand new release, but it's a kind of cigar that, I mean, we can't forget about that kind of stuff because it's a great cigar.
Well, thanks for saying it. Guild has very quickly become our number one selling brand in our entire lineup. And it was, once again, we try to listen to our retail partners, and we want to have an expansive line of cigars. But what was kind of missing, of course, the Connecticut, and in a cigar that had higher strength. Although our Bull and Bear is made with 60% Ligero, it's a softer medium to full bodied cigar. The Guild has a little more intensity to it. But once again, we try to build cigars that have a clean finish with no trauma to your palate. And we do that by using the very best tobacco, upper priming Visos, Ligeros that have been fermented the right time. Because the only way you're going to get strength out of a cigar is use a higher priming on that tobacco, anything closest to the sun, or you ferment the tobacco for less time, trapping the ammonia inside, and it gives you a sensation of strength, but it gives your palate trauma. And so, I'd have friends that say, can you build a cigar that when I'm done smoking it, I could just smoke another one? Well, that's where the Guild came out. So I took that strength and that body as far as I thought we could go with it without, A, creating palate trauma, and B, having to lay on the cold tile in the bathroom. We've all been there. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, I smoked it. The really intense, the heavy strength cigars are not really my bag. But I loved the strength on this one, and it was really, really smooth. That was what I liked about it the most. It had a lot of flavor, very smooth, wasn't too harsh in any way. It was just really nice, really pleasant cigar. Definitely one that I think you could go back to back on.
That's a testament to that cigar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what you just said is kind of what we were looking to and what we went after. So thanks for saying it.
Yeah, it was great, and I'm really looking forward to the Connecticut. I mean, you guys know me when you say it's creamy and buttery. That sounds like that's right in my wheelhouse. So I'm excited for that. Oh yeah.
All right.
Definitely looking forward to
that
one.
Get your samples.
Jeff, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Enjoy the show,
guys. Thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.